You don't necessarily need a big building to make your dream project a reality. For example, this next story is about one of the world's smallest museums, and it's open 24 hours. Can't beat that. Alina Simone explains.
I am standing in an abandoned elevator shaft, facing a shoe, a row of toothpaste tubes, and exactly 200 dead mosquitoes. At first glance, it's hard to understand what this stuff is doing in a museum, until you dial a toll-free number on your phone, punch in the code listed next to that shoe, and discover it's the very same
shoe thrown at President George W. Bush, Minister's Palace, Baghdad, Iraq, December 14th, 2008. Gift from Anonymous.
Museum, that's spelled with an extra M on each end, brings new meaning to that old saying about one person's trash being another's treasure.
This is a collection of natural styrofoam rocks collected by Maya Ruth Lee, who is one day on a beach and bent over to pick up what she thought was a beautiful rock, and it turned out to be a piece of styrofoam.
This is Alex Kalman, one of museum's founders.
And she realized now that discarded styrofoam and its erosion and decay over time is starting to kind of represent the new rock.
These new rocks, though shockingly artificial, are surreally beautiful. In a different museum, you might even call them art, but not this one.
The basic rules for curating our exhibits in museum is first, that there's no art. There's nothing that is exhibited that was created merely to be appreciated as beautiful or as a piece of art. Everything must be vernacular.
Rule number two.
Nothing that is merely sentimental. There's no, this is the baseball glove that my grandfather gave me for my 12th birthday, because that's not revealing or meaningful about anything about the bigger picture. And what we're doing here is that we're looking at the bigger picture through the small things. We're looking at the macrocosm through the microcosm.
Like the microcosm of those mosquitoes, all 200 of them were killed mid-bite by Zachary Becker during a three-month stay in New Delhi. That chorus line of insect bodies gives you a much more visceral feeling of what enduring monsoon season must be like than a dry paragraph of wall text, just as a collection of censored pool toy packaging from Saudi Arabia gives you a literal sense of how the kingdom's religious strictures color everyday life.
So when the censors come and see that there are females in bathing suits on the packaging, somebody from the store has to then go and very meticulously sharpie over all the women. So there's a man in a Speedo holding hands with a big black blob, or a little child sitting in an inflatable tool being kissed by what looks like a big black blob slash creature.
I talked to the collector who loaned museum the packaged pool toys, Madrid-born filmmaker Santiago Steely. Ironically, he was in Saudi Arabia to shoot a documentary about Saudi women in positions of power. But even a routine pit stop in Riyadh told a different story.
I remember being at a Dunkin' Donuts, you know, and all this group of little girls ran into the Dunkin' Donuts because they wanted to get some donuts, and they had to stop at the door because there were two men sitting next to me in the Dunkin' Donuts eating their donuts, and they couldn't go in until the men finished and left, and myself, right, until we all left the Dunkin' Donuts, they couldn't go in. So these three, like, 10-year-old girls were just like on the window of this Dunkin' Donuts, looking at the donuts, wanting the donuts, and they were just stuck there.
Donuts, pool toys, styrofoam. The international glue that holds us together, or at least helps us relate. There's got to be a universal maxim at work here, that the more a culture's snack food or toothpaste differs from ours, the more interested we get. And that's the magic of museum. It shows us just how exotic the stuff of everyday life can be. Just like the objects it houses, museum is easy to overlook. But once inside, I start to feel like the whole world is crammed into this tiny box. From North Korean snow globes to Japanese snack food to a collection of plastic spoons from around the globe. And even when it comes to trash, museum is seriously ambitious.
We hope to one day do an exhibition about space trash.
See? For New York's tiniest museum, not even the sky is the limit. For the world, this is Alina Simone. From New York.
Want to see that styrofoam rock or the vial of water from the bathroom next to the room where Leon Trotsky was murdered? We've got pics at PRI.org.